Seeing that we have quorum, we will begin. First item number three, board president report. I've got a couple of little things.
The president of the Clark County School Board, Mamba Anderson there, the most recent meeting of the Clark County Board of Education, a candidate to serve on the Clark County School Board, in studio with us this morning. Let's see. It's in District 2. It's a three-candidate race. There is an incumbent in District 2 and a couple of challengers. Claudia Butts, the incumbent, Karina Gallagher running again, and joining us this morning, Mary Bagby. Signed the dotted line, the candidate qualifying period last month. Mary Bagby, thanks for dropping in this morning.
Thank you for having me, sir.
You were telling me something off the air, that this is just get to your race and your campaign and what you do on the school board in a moment. This is just stuns me. You've been reaching out to me. I don't know, somehow I got my cell phone number. You send me text all the time, you all kind of notes and emails and such. You've been listening for years. You're telling me, and I can't say you're wrong. In fact, I think you're right. This is the first time we've ever met.
Yes, sir. This is the first time we've ever met, so I didn't know how you looked.
Well, okay, sorry to disappoint you, but what you see is what you get on that respect. But you've been listening for a good long time. Can I just, again, make it about me for a quick while?
Okay.
Why? Why do you? Because you listen. You're one of these people. As far as I can tell, because the notes are coming constantly over the course of the show, I get the sense you're pretty much listening for 4 hours, which is just, I don't understand why people do that. Why are you such a faithful listener to this show?
Because I would rather be informed than entertained, and your program is one of information. Mm. And I want information.
Well, I'm flattered. I don't know that I'd spend that much time listening to me. I know my wife doesn't, for example. But thank you for being the loyal listener that you are. Okay, the way I remember this is that you actually, first of all, you have run for the school board before, yes, unsuccessfully, sir, as it turns out. You applied. This particular seat opened with a resignation and a board member to be appointed. And the way that works is that you tell the board, you approach the board, hey, consider me as a candidate. They interview you, and ultimately they chose someone else. Why do you want to serve on the school board?
Well, my name is Mary P. Bagby, because I was told there's another Mary Bagby somewhere. So I am Mary P. Bagby, and I want to represent District 2 with a spirit of excellence, with good work ethics, with integrity. I want to help the parents and the children to have a level playing field, to come up. I want parental rights to be enforced. I want the parents to know their rights. I want the children to have the same access to all the amenities that the other school district have.
And you're on the east side. District 2 is an east side district. By the way, go ahead, to the extent that you know it, what are the parameters? What's the geography of District 2?
Well, District 2 is what they call Track 301 and 302. We have, and they have changed the maps, so part of District 2 is changed to District 3 when they changed the maps. So now it's whoever is in District 3 for the mayor and council, mm-hmm, can also vote for District 2 on the board, on the Board of Education.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to have my work cut out, yeah, for me as far as reaching out to the community, but I don't mind.
But you mentioned, and again, as someone who lives on the east side, and we hear this, we've been talking with county commission candidates. I've been hearing this ever since I've been here. And you talked about equal access to the facilities that the folks on the east side, again, I've been hearing this for close to 30 years now, that they don't have, that other parts of town have. What, as it relates to schools, what are we talking about? What are you talking about?
Well, can I give you my first example?
Sure.
That's quite obvious.
All right.
Cedar Shoals and Clark Central.
All right.
When you go visit Clark Central, it's like a fortress to get in there. When you go visit Cedar Shoals, anybody can get in there.
And so now you're talking about school security, school,
yeah,
safety.
School security, that's just one. The buildings at Cedar Shoals, where I have gone, there are cold spots. There are so many different things. There's a safety issue where, when I was at one of the Board of Education meetings, And I'd like to stress this because people hear me talk for 3 minutes at the Board of Education or at the City Hall. They don't realize when I'm talking. I'm not talking just for those 3 minutes. When I'm talking, I've been to all the meetings. You see, the Board of Education have 4 meetings a month. They have the second Thursday in every month. They allow the community to come and speak for 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. Those meetings people go to. Mary, and I have validation from Mr. Andrew Shearer, who was there because he was paid to be there. He's there every Thursday. He saw me almost over a year every Thursday when the community is not even aware of what's going on. So when I'm at that second Thursday.
The agenda setting.
Yes, when I'm at the meeting where the audience is allowed to speak, mm-hmm. I've already been to 3 other meetings that those people don't even know anything about.
A couple of work sessions mm-hmm. also.
So when I get up and speak, I'm talking about what was said behind closed doors when the people that want to be there, which was basically myself and Mr. Andrew Shearer. So when I address them, people are concerned about what I'm saying. They don't understand that I've been at meetings where the meeting started at 6 p.m.
So what you're saying is you have context that people who don't go to the meetings wouldn't have, Mary P. Bagley.
Yes, sir.
So what qualifications, I hate to ask the question this way, because I always say that you're qualified because you're old enough and you're a citizen. But beyond that, what do you bring to the table as a candidate? What would you bring to the table as a school board member?
As a school board member, I would bring the fact that I have had 2 children to go through the Clark County school system, 3 grandchildren to go through the Clark County school system, and 6 great-grandchildren through the Clark County school system. And I have worked at Georgia Retardation Center with mentally and physically challenged children, where I received three supervisory positions dealing with children. Not only was I taking care of the children, I had to take all kinds of in-services. I've taken over maybe 100 different in-services on different types of things, how to handle children, how to talk to them in sign language, how to teach them hygiene, all kinds of skills, daily living skills, physical hygiene skills, things of this nature. I am qualified to work with students.
I'm running for school board in District 2, mostly because there's been a lot of transition in the District 2 seat.
This is her second time running for this as well. Karina Gallagher, District 2, seat up for grabs on the Clark County School Board, I should say. An incumbent, and she's in the race as well. So 3 candidates in the race. Claudia Butts, appointed to that post and now running for a full term. Karina Gallagher, you just heard, and we're chatting this morning with Mary P. Bagby. Candidate in Clark County School District 2. Get back into your race for school board here in a moment. You were telling me something else I didn't know before we went on the air this morning, this food ministry that you have and have had for a time in Athens. Tell me about that.
Well, I've had the food ministry where I actually go out and take food into the community for about 7 or 8 years. And I give out books, clothes, and food. But my ministry as far as the community, I've had people to live in my home with me since I was for the last 40 years. Even my daughter was talking to me a couple of weeks ago about a young lady who lived with us and we had forgotten all about that she had lived with us that had a young son, and the defects called me and asked me if she could stay with me.
Oh my.
And so we allowed her to stay. We had one young lady who I met out just teaching the word, just going to different houses, talking about God and Jesus. And this young lady had 3 daughters. And I allowed her to come live with me and Angela. She was arrested. We did not turn her children over. We kept her children until she got out of jail. And this is what extended family is. Extended family is you help, you embrace. They don't even have to be a blood relative. They just have to be someone in need.
All right, here's the thing. Mary P. Bagby, that's walking the walk, not just talking the talk. It's one thing, and I hear these people – And from time to time, I'm one of these people. I advocate. Why doesn't the government do something to fix whatever problem needs fixing in a given moment? And you could take that approach too. But what you're saying, I'm not going to wait on the government. Here's somebody who needs my help now, and I'll take care of it to the extent that I can.
Yes, we never let anybody know that we were taking care of somebody else's children. And so that lady approached me a couple of years ago, and you can't keep up with what you're doing. You don't keep a record. God keeps the record. So I can't keep up with everybody that I help. I don't have time to make a list, because when I stand before him, he's going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, enter in." Or he's going to say, "You didn't feed me. You didn't visit me. You didn't clothe me. Get away from me. I never knew you."
You're the one principles. Doing it for the least of these.
Yes. So that's the way we've lived our life. When I was a little girl, we used to have sleepovers. I thought we were having sleepovers. People would come. The adults would sleep in our beds, and we children would sleep on the floor on pallets. I thought we were having sleepovers. I didn't know until I got older that my mom was actually letting people stay there that had got put outdoors or had family issues. And so it's just in me.
Right. Mary Bagby, running for District 2, the Clark County School Board, telling me you want to focus on, as a campaign issue and as a board member if you get yourself elected, equality, equity in our schools. What do you mean? Is it an East Side West thing, or is there more to it than that?
It's East Side West, and it's the people that are voting that they feel like it has to be a buddy-buddy system where everybody has to be on the same page with everything. And I want to talk about another disparity, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So this other disparity is, as I was telling you, I was going to all the meetings. Sometimes I would go to the meeting, one meeting in particular. Meeting started at 6 o'clock. They have the closed-door session where we have to leave out of the room. One night I was there until 11 o'clock. Mr. Shearer was there as well. So they kept taking those closed door meetings. And so I remember at 10:30, they said, "We're going to have a closed door meeting." I went across the street to the cookout and got some food and came back and sat. And they were still in the meeting at 10 minutes to 11 that particular night. So I left and went home. Mm-hmm. So when I'm talking from information that I've heard them talk about. I'll tell you one more disparity. At Cedar Shoals, I was at one of the meetings in particular. They had four coaches from Cedar Shoals. They came to ask for money for the track field. One of them wanted lights because they said there's a certain area over there at night when the children are leaving from the games, there's a dark area. And one coach in particular was asking for lights and safety. And the person that was supposed to be representing District 2 said, "We're not going to allow y'all to be asking us for money like this." That was Mr. Antoine Stevens. That was after he got on. Now, he's supposed to represent District 2, but he is the one that shot down the three or four coaches that was asking for certain things for Cedar Shoals. I'm sitting there. I can't say anything.
Well, but let me jump in here for a moment, because if you get yourself elected to the school board, at some point somebody's going to approach you and is going to want money for something. And at some point, you're going to look at the budget and you're going to have to say no, that in your estimation, that this project over here is more important than that one, is a higher priority than that one. You can't say yes to everything.
If safety is always a yes, safety, when the coach stated, and I'm so glad they do keep records, because you can go back and check the archives. I think that's the right word I'm using. So you can check the archives where they were asking for safety, because there's a dark spot where they can fight or do something and no lights. Safety. So when people say, "Oh, she's upset, she's angry, she's this, she's that," you haven't sat from 6 o'clock p.m. on Thursday to 9, 10, and even 11 o'clock at night. listening to them go back and forth on different issues. And I did it for almost over a year. And I have a validation from Mr. Andrew Shearer from the Athens Banner-Herald.
Mary P. Bagby, candidate, District 2 on the Clark County School Board. One of the things you would do as a board member from time to time, evaluate the superintendent, ultimately decide if he keeps his job or you want to go in some other direction. What do you think about the job performance, Dr. Hooker, Dr. Robbie Hooker?
I've been to a couple of meetings with Dr. Hooker, and I've made some suggestions about some different things that's going on. I cannot attest to whether he's a good or bad superintendent. I have only talked with him, and he have seemed to be in agreement with some of my concerns. For instance, I would like to have implemented monitors. I'm not talking about machinery. I'm talking about monitors.
Actual people.
People to go in and out. Because when we have monitors going in and out of the bathrooms, going under the stairwells, walking the halls, going around the building, that curtails bullying, fighting, attempted rapes, and actual rapes. Let's say it.
Yeah.
When we've got monitors,
High School.
Yes, those people, they should not never. It should somebody should always be darting in and out, checking.
Should those people have guns? Should we have armed school resource officers?
They shouldn't. The monitors should not have guns. They are there to make sure that inappropriate activity is not going on.
I assume you'd wanted to have at least phones or radios.
Yes, sir.
And to alert the authorities who might need to show up.
Yes, sir.
In some measure mm-hmm. of force. Mm-hmm. Again, this is, we have to keep explaining this. Now, in your case, three people in the race, the possibility of a runoff. But generally speaking, these local elections, county commission and school board, these things are decided in May. And that's a little more than, 6 or 7 weeks away. Mm-hmm. The early voting starting later this month. This ain't the marathon. This is the sprint that you and the others are taking part in. How are you going to conduct this campaign over the course of the next few weeks?
I will go out and canvass. I will talk to the people. I'll pass out my literature and explain what it is. My commitment to this city, to the children and the parents, it's been the same for the last 40 or 50 years. My message hasn't changed. I've had four people want to interview me. They don't want to interview everybody. They want to interview me first, interview someone else.
And this is a job interview for
my message.
Others.
My message, and those people who want to talk but want to deal me a negative blow in their commentaries and such, all they have to do is Google Mary P. Bagby. My life history is on your phone. Mary P. Bagby.
I just this moment Google Mary P. Bagby, and you're right. Here it comes.
And my message is still the same. I haven't changed. I want equity. I want the children at Cedar Shoals, at Coral, at all the schools. I want them to go ahead. I want them to go to seventh grade, reading on seventh, eighth grade.
All right, Mary
it should
P.
be
Bagby.
On third or fourth grade level.
Got to leave it there. Candidate for the District 2 seat on the Clark County School Board. An open invitation to Karina Gallagher, a candidate. Claudia Butts, the incumbent, will reach out, offer equal time, because that's what we do. Mary P. Bagby, thanks for coming in this morning. Best of luck out there.
Thank you.